Welcome to the Hypnotic Healers Podcast, your home for insights and insider knowledge about hypnotic change work. With your hosts, control practitioners and hypnotists, Nicole Mazzucato and Anthony Gitch.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of Hypnotic Healers. I'm Nicole Mazzucato, and as always, I am here with my friend and co-host Anthony Gitch all the way over there. Our usual disclaimer, before we get started, neither Anthony nor I are licensed medical professionals, psychologists, psychiatrists, or anything of the sort. So please do not make any changes or alterations to any medications or treatments that you're on based on the conversation you hear here today. Take what you like, leave the rest. And while you're leaving stuff, leave us a like, a love, a heart, a thumbs up, leave us a message, let us know how you're getting on. And let's dive in. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. You know, I mean, things are good. Can't complain. Getting excited this weekend. Tomorrow morning, I fly out very early to join my buddy Jim and a whole bunch of other hypnotists in the heartland of the country, hence the Heartland Hypnosis Conference in St. Louis. And meet me in St. Louis. And so, yeah, we're going to be in St. Louis doing a conference. I'm kind of excited. I get to see my niece. I get to see other family and I get to present. It's going to be super fun.
Awesome. Excited for you.
Yay.
Yeah.
Hopefully cool. My plane won't have a bird strike. We've been having a lot of bird strikes and planes having to like take off and then immediately land and, you know, engines on fire. It's like happened like 5 times in the past week, twice the other day at the same airport.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Let's hope that doesn't happen then.
Well, I mean, I'm sure it's not. I mean, the probability of it is almost, you know, very, very slim. It happens all the time, but it doesn't usually take a plane down, right?
Right, yeah.
So it's been really bizarre, this whole kind of stuff that's been going on. But that's not what we're here to talk about. We are here to talk about the fact that this is the final season or the final episode of the season.
It is. It's the final episode of season 2, which means, and this is also our 2-year celebratory episode. So congratulations, my friend. We have been going for 2 years and we have released one episode every week for 2 years. Yep. I'm really, really proud of that achievement and want to honor and thank you for being on this journey with me, sometimes giving me a little kick up the butt, sometimes being a pain in the butt.
I'm sure it's more the latter. You know, I have enjoyed every moment of it. It's, you know, we've stayed dedicated. Sometimes it's been difficult to do so just because of where we've been in our professional and personal lives at different times over these couple of years. But we have always managed to stay true to each other and make it to our scheduled recordings.
And so,
thank you for that as well. It's been an honor and a pleasure to be on this journey. I can't think of anybody who I'd really rather be doing this with.
Yeah, it was definitely serendipity when we met.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. I think about it all the time and I'm always grateful for that.
Yeah. Yeah. And we've had, I mean, this is a celebratory episode. We really are celebrating 2 years. 2 years of recording, 2 years of a podcast. It takes, you know, as you said, it takes dedication to stick to putting content out there every single week, to create podcasts that go out there every single week. I don't know what the percentage is of podcasts that get started and dropped after a few episodes. But yeah, we've been committed to this from the beginning and this is really a passion project for both of us because it does take a lot of time that goes in the background, not only the recording, finding guests, getting guests on, the editing, the social media that goes with it and putting the podcast out there.
Yeah. And we each play our part, right? I mean, you do all the social media stuff, thank God. And I do the editing because I'm the one who usually needs to be edited the most. But it has been, you know, it's a lot of work, you know?
It is a lot of work. It is a lot of work. And I know some podcasts put stuff out there more frequently. Some podcasts put stuff out there less frequently. But I think for us, we found our happy medium and the right balance for us, which was one episode a week. And long may it last.
Yeah. You know, I mean, for me, quite honestly, I think I look forward to it each week because I know I get to spend time with you. And you know, I mean, I very much enjoy your company. I enjoy the feedback that you share. You're my friend, you're my cohort, you know, I tell a lot of people, you know, you're my hypnosis wife. And you know, you're one of my best friends. And that all started long distance.
It did. Yeah. It did. These are kind of little pockets of time that we have each week to sit and discuss things that have been going on in our businesses, sometimes in our lives, sometimes with the things that we're doing on a day-to-day basis. And we both work hard. We both put a lot of effort into what we're doing and the clients that we work with and everything. So this is another students, branch.
Particularly, I think we put a lot of effort into our students and and into the services that we offer in general. How can we best help others? And this is one of the ways that we think we can best do that.
And we've had feedback from listeners saying how much value they've gotten from the podcast. And that really just keeps us going and keeps us motivated and knowing that we're putting stuff out there that's helpful to people, because that's the most important thing, that it's helpful to other people. And like we always say at the beginning, take what you like, leave the rest. There may be stuff that you think, oh God, no, that's not for me. Or maybe there was a bit too much colorful language in that episode. But if you can look past that and really just take in what you do appreciate and something that has, you know, kind of hit a nerve for you or made sense to you, or you know, maybe broken down a barrier that you were holding on to, then just take that and leave everything else. You don't need to pick up on the stuff that's not of value to you, because not everything's going to be of value to everyone.
And Amy, should it be? We all live completely different lives. We all completely I mean, that's the beauty of the world that we live in. And today when I was out walking Fergus, I was thinking to myself, I had seen a YouTube thing that just kind of didn't settle well with me about transgenders. And this woman was just kind of tearing into him, and these statistics that were just, I was listening going, okay, I'm going to have to check this because this doesn't seem right. And I thought to myself, you know, the moment that I engage in a conversation or start to do something where I am already thinking the other person is wrong, I've already trapped myself into not being able to be open to it. And I think that that's one of the things that we've done a lot on this show, is present a lot of different ideas with a lot of openness and a lot of, you know, let's learn what we can.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know? We've had some amazing, we learn a lot from each other. And we've also had some amazing guests on that have shared their knowledge and wisdom and experience with us. Both in the first season and this season, and we will have more people coming on for season three. And we did make a pledge, let's say, to ourselves and to our listeners at the end of season one, that because season one had been very guest heavy, we decided that we were gonna kind of scatter guests about a bit more, and rather than just have every episode with a guest, have a few guests here and there, and then record more episodes on our own. And we've definitely stayed true to that in this season.
Yes, we have. And I think it's important that we do that, because isn't the reason we began this was because we enjoyed the conversations that we were having. Right. I mean, that was kind of the thing. It's like, why aren't we sharing some of the stuff that we're in the process of learning while we're going through it? You know, and so, yeah, I think it's, and people have provided feedback to me that they enjoy the conversations that you and I have sometimes more over the guest. And I think that that's really cool. I appreciated that. I was like, well, that's nice.
Yeah. And you know, we've got a certain dynamic going on between us, and some guests will fit more easily into that than others.
Right.
But we do our best to make sure that all guests feel comfortable and welcome on the show. So, I mean, We've had some awesome guests on this season. We have really had some brilliant guests on this season. James Brown is one that sticks out for me near the beginning of the season. I met James through my friend who we've had on the show before, Howard Cooper, and mm-hmm. they ran a Playful Hypnosis weekend training, which I went to, and I really, really enjoyed it. And James is just one of those really smart people that I feel run in intelligence rings around, certainly around me, because his mind is just so, so complex and brilliant and very, I find him similar in a way to Darren Brown. I don't know if you've read any of Darren Brown's books.
He's a mentalist. Yeah, that's why. It's because absolutely. I can agree with that. You can learn to do that.
Right.
And I respect the heck out of what they do, the pickpocketing, the sleight of hand, because all of that, you know, especially the mentalism with Darren Brown and him, those are illusions created with information. That's why you appreciate it, because you like information anyway. Mm. And when that information in a fun way can be mysterious or make you tilt your head, it's enjoyable.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. It's like the way that when Tracy Gray was on, right? I mean, she played with you. We had fun, right?
Yeah.
And so I think that's he was a good guest. I enjoyed him as well.
He was a lot of fun and very knowledgeable, very, very interesting guy to talk to. Lots of fun stuff to talk about. And I really appreciated the approach to playful hypnosis, and that really gave me a big switch in how I approach things. You know, this idea of approaching things from a place of play rather than I need to be the hypnotist and I need to get it all right, you know, and if it doesn't work, that's going to look bad on me. Because I think that's the kind of thought process that stops a lot of hypnotists from, let's say, performing or doing suggestibility tests and things like that with people in public, right? It's like, oh, no, I'm a hypnotist, but I can't show you anything. This is not the right setting. What they're really saying is, I don't feel comfortable in this setting because I feel too exposed. And if it doesn't work, then that feels like it's going to be on me, rather than just saying, hey, why don't we literally step into a circle of play and see what happens while we're playing?
Yeah, let's just have fun. Let's open up your imagination. Let's explore things. And I'll tell you, it's since joining the Chamber of Commerce, I've been able to utilize more of the play stuff that that James talks about, right? Because I've got things now, different things that I can do with people and have fun with them. And they're like, it kind of twists their reality just enough where they become interested in, wow, wait, what just happened? Yeah, I like the way that he works. That was a lot of fun.
It was very much. And I'm just, you know, sort of looking back at the episode. So this is episode number 52 of this season, which is amazing. So we've been through so many different episodes, and I can remember so many of these conversations and events as well that have been marked by different episodes that we've had. So we had an episode on impromptu hypnosis, very much triggered by the playful hypnosis, and also the Jacquin retreat that I was on in the Lake District last year, which was a lot of fun. And Anthony Jacquin and Freddie were teaching us a lot of impromptu stuff. And that was great fun. Hypnothoughts last year, which you went to, huge advocate of Hypnothoughts.
Oh, absolutely. I love my Hypnothoughts. It's where I will be every year for until they end it, or until I'm not in a hypnotist anymore, which I don't ever see that happening. You know what I mean? Yeah, I'm stuck there. But yeah, there's been a lot of really good. I mean, Adrian and Susie, from Transcendental Meditation or Transcendent Mentalism. Sorry, we've had Anthony Jacquin, Jim Kellner, Rich Guzzi. We've had Scott Sandlin. He was a great guest. I enjoyed him a lot. thank goodness for Scott Sandlin when it comes to HypnoThoughts and even the Pacific Northwest Hypnosis Conference, because he and Stephanie Skiba, who is also a guest, you know, they've both been really supportive and very helpful to Jim and I in this venture that we took on with the conference here in the Northwest. So yeah, this has been a great, Carl Smith was on. Yeah, we've had a lot of really great people this year.
So Adrian and Susie, I met through the Jacqueline trainings and the Jacqueline retreat. And they're such a lovely couple. They're such nice people and they're doing such great work. And I really encourage people to go out and keep looking at what they're doing. Transcendent meditation. I've picked it up from you now. Transcendent mentalism. Because they are doing such wonderful things and really pushing the boat out. They're really doing some daring things. And that was our first exclusive interview where they gave us an exclusive on their the trick that they were doing, flying a plane. So if you haven't listened to that and if you haven't seen it, I really encourage you. That was episode 36. I encourage you to go and watch the YouTube kind of film that they did, a short film that they did. It was fascinating and it had me sitting on the edge of my seat. It really did. Amazing, amazing, amazingly daring and wonderfully courageous what they've been doing and what they've put out there to do.
Yes. Yeah, we were very, very, I'm looking back at these episodes and I'm like, oh my God, every single episode we had a guest.
When's that?
Up until season two, season one.
Oh, right. In season one. Once we got going.
It just didn't end, did it?
Yeah. Helen Wire is another one that stands out for me. She was fabulous and I really enjoyed talking to her.
Yes. She mentioned the other day when I put the social media thing out there that she was like, congratulations, just in case you didn't see it because you're not on Facebook much. But I'm hoping to see her. Or at least, you know, maybe grab coffee with her while I'm over there this year. So she's not far out of the area where I'll be staying.
Yeah. Yeah. No, she's doing some really great work. And I love that she was a teacher as well. So we very much had that kind of background in common. And she's also doing some really great work in a really specialized area.
Yes.
Yeah. So anybody that's listening to this that's suffering or experiencing IBS, Helen is a great person to get in touch with there. And our lovely friend.
Or me, or Nicole.
And our lovely, lovely friend, Christine Phillip, who was kind of reticent to come on.
Yes, but I adore her. She just makes me smile when I think about her. I adore her. She's so much fun.
Yeah, she is. She's gorgeous. She's lovely. And it was so nice, so, so nice to have her on the show. I was so pleased to get her on and to get talking to her. And she's just a ray. She's just a ray of sunshine, that lady.
Yep. We've had some great topics this year. Just all in general, gratitude for change. We've talked about being bouncy, so resiliency. We've talked about the importance of collaboration, impromptu hypnosis.
So what are some things that you've learned from this season? Because I can imagine if we were to listen back to the first few episodes of season one, what's your reflection on things that you've learned and maybe how we've evolved?
Well, you know, I've got to say, because I've been able to escape literally the environment that I was in over the past year, you know, how it was with the people upstairs and the, you know, them taking me to court and all that kind of stuff. So for me, what I've learned, one is the environment has a lot more impact on people than what I sometimes gave it credit for in the past. And number two, I have learned to be a lot more through these conversations that we've had. I have started to drop my tendency to judge first, question later. right? I've become more aware of when I'm like instant judgment and then taking that step back. And that has occurred, I think, through this year. You know, does it have anything to do with the guests we've been on and what we've been talking about? I don't know. But there's been growth, right? I mean, that I can recognize, because I'm focused on that stuff, because, you know, we're always trying to be the very best person that we can be, or at least I am. And you know, I think that part of the responsibility in me trying, in my attempt to do that, is checking myself, right? And having someone like you around to kick me in the ass sometimes and go, dude, really?
Look, and I think that's part of what being friends is, isn't it? It's being able to support each other. It's being able to kick each other in the ass and say, hey, you need to check that out a little bit, or you need to check yourself, and not being afraid to do that, and doing it from a place of love as well, rather than from a place of judgment. And that's what true communication and true friendship and relationships are built on. I think being able to have that honesty and transparency, rather than, you know, trying not to upset the other person, so I'm just not going to say anything. I'd rather be encouraged to reflect on something that didn't come across well, than for somebody to just say, oh, just let that go. And just, you know, maybe you'll pick up on that, maybe you won't.
Yeah, you know, the thing is people never really let it go. When that happens, when people, I think that's why people end up coming and seeing us to begin with, because they say, oh, I'll just let it go. But because in their communications, they don't want to hurt people, they don't want to feel like they're overstepping or whatever, they keep it inside, they bottle it up, then they become resentful. And that resentment can turn into a lot of icky things internally, right? Mm-hmm. And so, I think it's really important that people are able to speak to each other. I mean, you got to be loving, right? You can't just be mean or disrespectful. And I can't stand sarcasm. Sarcasm is fun when it is directed at an inanimate object, so to speak. Does that make sense? I don't like, because the root word of it in itself is sarcasm, which is the ripping and tearing of the flesh, right? And so in its very nature, sarcasm is intended to wound without appearing to attempt to wound.
Yeah, sure.
Right?
I didn't know that. Thanks for the etymology there.
Yeah, it's so I really think about that a lot, because, you know, when we look at the things that we've talked about over this last year, you know, we talk about blame and we talk about teaching and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, I think it's part of our responsibility to recognize those things, right? Well, when society says, well, why are we like this? Well, look at the TV that we watch. Look at the programs that our children watch. You know, even up to and including things like SpongeBob and SquarePants and cartoons, where they're just sarcastically mean to each other in their communication, and it's considered humorous, right?
Yeah.
In the sitcoms, most sitcoms are based on how can I cut you down?
Yeah.
And you know, that's why in even the mentalism shows that I put together, I've worked really hard, number one, to not have any swear words.
Go on, I'll let you finish.
And number two, that it's clean.
Yeah.
That it's clean and that it doesn't hurt anybody. It doesn't. Well, now I shouldn't say that, because a part of it does say, you know, usually. Anyway, I talk about straight men, but straight white men deserve to be picked on anyway.
That's definitely one thing that we have reined in, which is our use of language and profanities. Because I think when we first started off this, and it's interesting when you have the freedom to start off something like this, and you have that platform. I don't know. It's like I'm just gonna let it all out.
Yeah.
And be very free. And a couple of people came back and said, look, love the podcast, but it's a bit much. And it was like, yeah, okay, fair enough. It's not necessary. It's not necessary to be dropping F-bombs left, right, and center just because we can. So that's definitely something that we've reined in and used more selectively rather than just, you know, kind of splattered it all over the place. And I appreciate the feedback because it's also, it's made me reflect on my use of language because I know that I can be quite sweary and oftentimes it's just not necessary. And I know for a long time I made the effort to cut that back and then kind of just, I don't know, stepped back into it for some reason. I'm not sure, but I think there are other ways of expressing yourself that can be even more impactful and more meaningful.
I think that I would agree with you. I think the reason sometimes I know for me, and I've cut back a lot, and a lot of that is because I am getting up in front of more kind of corporate sort of things and doing more of those sorts of events. And it's just not, it doesn't matter what I personally believe about cussing and swearing. It doesn't bother me a bit. But it doesn't matter what I think. They're paying me only for a part of who I am, right? They're not paying me to come in and drop F-bombs to their employees. And so, yeah, I've had to, you know, respect that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and it doesn't bother me. I mean, I don't, like I said, personally, I don't think there's anything wrong with it, but there are times that I hear people speaking and the way that they're using it. And I'm like, well, okay, that's a bit much. Okay. God, I hope I didn't sound like that. Because then they start, there's some people who start to sound unintelligent.
Right. Right. Yeah. Yeah. And potentially if you listen back to some of the very first episodes of the first season, you'll hear some of that and be like, oh, okay, yeah, no, that wasn't necessary.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. I think another thing I really appreciate about the evolution of our dynamic, our relationship, our communication, and very much the podcast is the flow of conversation has massively, massively improved, where we very much respect each other's space and time to talk, and there's a lot less, I feel, cutting in and cutting over and talking over each other.
Well, yeah, I think it's because we've learned how to better communicate with each other, right?
Yeah. And yeah, yeah,
and also I do the editing, and so it's like okay.
But that's a process. It's a process, and it's taken time. And it's I appreciate that we keep improving in that space.
Yeah, better and better each and every year.
Yeah, yeah. And my final point, my final reflection for this year, is very much and I learned this when I was teaching, is very much approaching the conversations from I'm happy to think out loud in these conversations without being committed to the ideas that I'm sharing. You know, I'm processing, I'm thinking, I'm putting pieces together. It may be that I've come up with an idea or I'm seeing something from a certain aspect or perspective while we're having the conversation, but I'm not tied to that and I'm not committed to that. And that gives me, I think, a lot of fluidity in terms of how I approach things in general.
Right on. Yeah. I mean, I yeah.
Oh.
Cool.
and on that note.
My mind just was like zip blank. Oh goodness. I don't even know where it went. It was just like all of a sudden it's like, wait a minute, what am I doing? Oh.
Where am I? Yeah.
Oh goodness. Well, and on my final thought for the year, I remember you started with that. I wanted to say, you know, thanks. Thanks for the ride. Thanks for the journey. You know, it's again, it's been a pleasure. It's been an honor and likewise, a lot of fun.
Likewise. And I look forward to season 3, which we are speedily, immediately kicking off.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, sweetheart.
Cool. Thanks to all our listeners. We really appreciate you being here with us. We really appreciate your support, and we can't wait to keep sharing more content with you. So take care, look after yourselves, and we'll be back next week.
That's right. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Hypnotic Healers Podcast. Don't forget to leave us a review and follow us on Facebook. You can also join our mailing list at hypnotichealers.com.